Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead inside a house, 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
Hey, thank you for calling in, tuning in. All of that, once again, the Al Porter Band in the Street, Chapter 9, Verse 20. And that M period, A period, N period is music, activism, news, and definitely it's from the inner city and the suburbs and everywhere else in between. For those listening on Lake City at blogtalkradio.com, feel free to do what the 216-400-216-609 have done. Feel free to call that 646-478-0944 phone number as I give you three quick disclaimers live from the resource, resource labor lab. Appreciative of that. Now, I want to give you your disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, if you listen, have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, tablet, desktop, smartphone, fill in all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you don't like what you hear on the show, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie B at 646-478-0944. We'll listen for as long as we can. Disclaimer number three, hey, press one if you have any comments, questions, or concerns. If you don't worry about it. I'm coming to your phone lines anyway. If you can't say anything, just be silent. You'll go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you can always call back and press one to be heard. Now, if I don't do this now, I won't do it. So let me give you at least a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, hey, Sheriff Kilroy. Wow, coming to the bottom with Wash Your Hands. Number 9, Black Odyssey TV on YouTube. Number 8, Lowdown the Barbarian and BLD Films. They work from Atlanta to Cleveland connections. Number 7, at www.pourmesome.com. That's that P-O-U-R-M-E-S-O-M-E.com. That's H-Jazz Music, Joe Lilla III of the legendary Rude Boys. Number 6, Eric Wilson. The video called Nothing. Number 5, Joseph Motley Jr., 6 new releases during COVID-19 pandemic. Number 4, Right Now. Now, Doris Cox, managing Nell Sia. We'll get to that shortly. And she's on a new song with LSD. Now, here's the thing. You can find it on Joseph P. Motley Jr. Or, yeah, that's definitely it. He does have another page, but I'll leave that off for right now because that's where you can find that, as well as the new releases that I just talked about on Joseph P. Motley Jr. YouTube page. Number three, Nail Sia, Love Set Free, YouTube video, 199,000 plus views so far. Number two, debuting, Tamir Rice, Afrocentric Cultural Center, sponsored, Brick House Wellness and Royalty, free food giveaway for youth, which was last Wednesday, Black Man Army Bus, there was Sidewalk Dancing, Michelle T. Harding, Man in the Street was there as well. Number one, this is very deep, the Facebook Carpool for Justice. That was the Carpool for Justice. Now, the thing about that was it was at Riverside Cemetery, sponsored by Black Lives Matter Cleveland. The thing about it was the family of Desmond Franklin had put out the call for justice. The Franklin family has asked for support and solidarity in front of the Riverside Cemetery, which was where that carpool started, because a couple of weeks ago, if you remember, off-duty police officer, no badge or nothing, opened up fire, killing Desmond Franklin. So that's why that happened then. Before I go to the 216-400, followed by the 216-609, four things that if I don't touch on it, people will get mad at me and say I didn't do what I was supposed to do. So number one, civic leader, business leader, Fred L. Davis. He passed in Memphis, Tennessee at age 86 last Tuesday. He was elected to Memphis City Council 1967 and supported the Memphis Sanitation Workers Strike in 1968 over low pay, dangerous working conditions. Davis joined Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on a march down Beale Street that ended up turning violent. Also, number two, Fred Willard, age 86, passed the past Friday. Prolific and beloved comic actor, master of the mockumentary genre. He was a star, also starred in This is Spinal Tap, Best in Show, For Your Consideration. He was a four-time Emmy nominee, and he was also in films like Austin Powers, Anchorman. He was in Modern Family, started off really big in the Mary Hartman. Mary Hartman was his first major part. Also, Lynn Shelton, she was 54 years old. She just recently passed, an independent filmmaker. Oberlin, Ohio graduate, who passed. She did Hump Day, Little Fires Everywhere. On TV, she did Mad Men, Glow, Fresh Off the Boat. And also, finally, Ken Osmond, Leave It to Beaver star. Now, the Leave It to Beaver star, who played Eddie Haskell, passed at age 76. Child actor, he started off in films like Big, I think it was So Big, Good Morning, Miss Dove, Everything But the Truth. The TV series was Lassie, Wagon Train, Ozzie and Harriet. He auditioned for the Eddie Haskell role in 1957, but was so impressive, it was supposed to be just a guest shot. He ended up doing the entire 234-episode, sixth-season Leave It to Beaver role. After the show, he starred as Eddie Haskell, I believe, Beaver, and Wally Cleaver. He was the one who would always come along, that neighbor who would always get him into trouble, because he was always getting into trouble. Now, after the show, I do believe he had some roles on Petticoat Junction, The Monsters, but he was typecast as Eddie Haskell basically for the rest of his life. He joined the LAPD in 1970 and 1980 after chasing a suspected car thief. He was shot five times, but his bulletproof vest caught four of the bullets. And in 2007, see, people have been taking advantage of people for years. The reason I say that is in 2007, he and Jack Klugman filed a class action lawsuit saying the Screen Actors Guild overstepped their boundaries when collecting overseas money, foreign money royalties for actors. and it was settled in 2010 just it got caught dead to rights. Before I do anything else, I want to say prayer for Mr. Dirty Fresh Clean, hip-hop artist. He's got a couple of surgeries pending tomorrow. Thankfully, it's not COVID-19 related, but definitely I'm going to send that out and just say I thank everybody who's tuned in. Let's go to the first phone caller, the 216-400. You're probably telling me you would never leave it to Beaver fan. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. Yes, I think a lot, everything, this coronavirus has everybody up in the air, frightened and afraid, you know, running or what have you. And you hear a lot of things, but you don't hear anybody say, maybe we need to pray. And I found out that's the best thing for me. And I'm hoping that everybody else will decide to do that also. Because that's the only thing that's going to get us through. So we're having this, and we may have many more, who knows. And okay, I want to tell you that your president has attacked my former president, Obama, and said he's incompetent and blah, blah, blah. So that I think, you know, I wonder, it makes you feel very bad, I think, because President Obama was a Rhodes Scholar. That means that he made all A's in college. He's a brilliant and a dynamic man. And I think it's because of that. This is what, you know, I think maybe that makes the current president feels inadequate because he knows he's not as smart as President Obama. So that's what I want to
say.
So that's what's going down now. He is started off berating President Barack Obama.
So that's interesting, Chelsea.
Yeah, we get a better president in there that has compassion for the people and concern about them and will not be berating people and talking about, you know, because like they have said, it's terrible because he's showing he's a racist, sexist, whatever. And the main thing is why do things to divide the country when he should be trying to bring the people together? Because that's the only way we're going to succeed anyway. Everybody's going to have to learn how to get along.
So I hear you on that.
And I'll do this and listen to the show. Started off exceptionally well, and I know the rest will be all right.
I thank you so much, and I appreciate that. I believe so, too. I have a couple of people, fortunately, on the phone lines at 216-609 and the 216-200. For those who didn't know, the past Saturday at 6 p.m., BMA Bus and others were out for a vigil for Darrell Lawson. Our main thing was it was held at Hannah Gibbons Nottingham School at 1401 Larchmont, which was right off of St. Clair. And for people who don't know, there was a vigil held there on Easter Sunday 79th for the 6-year-old Lyric Lawson a few months back. And the important thing about all of this is Darrell Lawson, who was age 20, used to babysit none other than Lyric Lawson. And it's the sixth member of the family who has died in gun violence. I want to throw that out there while I can. I'm going to go back to my phone lines. I will let people know that also tomorrow at 12 noon, Dontez Taylor from the XP Foundation. He's leading a rally along with several other people about the fact that even though they're counting up a lot of votes and recounting, it's very amazing that after all of this time, the Board of Elections threw out a lot and refused to accept a lot of votes, which if you're talking about changing anything from a president to a judge to anybody or voting on an issue, that's a problem. So my brother Dontez Taylor will be out there for that at 12 noon, which is really, if you want to say, right on 30th, that's 30th in Euclid, for a protest rally out there. Let me go to 216-609. The 216-609, I thank you for waiting so patiently. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing awesome today. Calling on me and the founder of Blackout Sound, I like to say hello to the last caller. Also, hello to you and whoever else is on the phone. The reason I'm calling in because the song called Right Now is a wonderful song. So I wanted to call in and let people know about LSD and Dora Cox. The music is awesome. It's awesome. You know, they put it together. They worked together, worked well together, and it came out pretty nice. And so, you know, I just wanted to call in and just let people know that's listening in that, it, you know, I do work with other people other than, you know, people that you normally hear on my music. And things is going well for Blackout Sound. Also, when they come to them two individuals, if you listen to that song, it speaks for itself. They did a wonderful job. Blackout Sound, that's all I want to say. Make real Cleveland music. But in this case, they made a real Cleveland music. Nice, classic, summer ready feel song. So I think it's pretty hard.
Right.
And that's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? So why don't you go ahead and check out that song? I'm pretty sure that brother will call LSD and let people know about the hot track that he got. But once again, I helped them do that, and they did a wonderful job. That's all I want to say. Peace.
Peace. Man, if that's not a direct call, direct into the point, and you can catch that song on the Joseph P. Motley Jr. YouTube page. And for other classic songs, you can check out the Joseph Motley Jr. page. Now, I know I better keep this show moving because it looks like I have a lot of phone callers. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of concerned because some of these phone callers are definitely coming from out of the area code. I have a 601. I have a 615. So with those things being said, I figure that, and I want to put this disclaimer out, I did not get my stimulus check money. So by me saying that, I don't want any of you collectors or scam callers trying to call my radio show to collect. Before I go to those out of the area code phone numbers, let me check out the 216-200. You've been all very patient. I can appreciate that. How you doing out there?
Hello. How you doing?
Oh, man, LS. What's going on, my brother?
Oh, pretty good. I just wanted to say, man, hot song. Blackout Sound made a dope beat. Doris Cox made it into a hot song. You know, she got the voice of an angel singing, and you know, whatever she sings on is gonna go. Like she has.
Right.
She got it. You know, and yeah, and. Name of the song is Right Now, and whatever you want to do in life, do it right now. And you know what I'm saying? And, but I couldn't, you know, that the song is hot because of them two. You see what I'm saying? And just, man, you get a chance to do the video, I will put the video on Doris Cox's page. You see what I'm saying? But
gotcha.
Yeah, get a chance to check that song out. Nice song. to come to Cleveland.
Got you. I appreciate that. And what I'll do is, because of the form that it's in, tomorrow I will make sure that it's played. That'll be tomorrow, Tuesday, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show on voiceitradio.com. Look to talk to both of you all more about it then. So thank you for calling in.
All right, now. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Hey, I appreciate these type of phone calls. Now, I never know what I might get into, but I can tell you one thing. Since I'm going to go there and get certain things out, you can check out on Facebook the Black on Black Crime Inc. Sending in any product to emaxxradio@gmail.com, www.newstalkcleveland.com, on WERE, 1490 AM, the Art McCoy Radio Show, Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. And I'm very thankful because I'm the executive producer on that program. I'm a Superwoman Radio on Facebook and Joseph Motley, JR period, on Facebook. That man has a lot of pages because a lot of people follow that brother. And so with that being said, let me take the time and go over to, because they did come through and I can appreciate that indeed, I'm going to go and check on the 601 area code and see who do we have out there. What's going on, 601-513?
What's going on, Brother Al? This is your presidential candidate, Michael D. Landenau, your local Cleveland soldier out here. I'm trying to make a difference.
I fear you, Mr. Presidential Candidate, and I'm going to at least say you had a town hall earlier, am I correct?
Yeah, we had a town hall on Facebook. We had quite a few people tuning in. I had to be honest. You know, I'm not very well known, and I do have people still trying to learn me and get to know me and see where I stand on. So mainly the people wanted to hear me out, but I did have a couple people ask me some interesting questions about my five top priorities and what would I do for president. And I covered about, well, we got to come up with a plan with the governors of each state to open up businesses and get people back to work safely. We can't just rush just for expedience sake to make Donald Trump just look good. It's about all of us in unison to look good by doing good with our health. Without our health being looked after, then our economy cannot get back to where it can be. So we covered a lot about that, and children on the border, especially the ones that are being caged right now, they're still slipping in their feces and stuff like that. So we covered a lot, and I was on it for like an hour and 15 minutes. Didn't seem like it was, but the people heard me, and I was happy to answer their questions. And I usually have it on Landenham for President 2020, We the People on Facebook. We'll have it every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5 p.m. So everybody is welcome to join. Just got to go on Facebook, look up Landenham, like landing a plane, then going ham for President 2020, We the People. And just friend that, and we'll get you set up. And you can catch up from all the other videos and posts that I put up pertaining about the virus, pertaining about the president, pertaining about equal justice, equal rights with minorities in this country, with the divisions that we're facing right now. But we need someone. And I give you one thing that this one guy asked, and it was a real question. He said,
"Okay,
what will it take? What will it take? What will be the wow moment for Americans just to say wow and to wake all of us up? What would it take?" And I sat there and thought for a second. I said, well, I would say a good American story, a good story of overcoming adversity, overcoming the status quo, standing up to the government when it's being tyrannical. So I said the best wild moment for America would be my story coming out fully on the news. I'm still waiting on the FBI to finish their investigation. But and he clearly asked me this. He said, if they're not going to have you release, have the FBI release that information, what's going to happen? I said, well, look, if the FBI is going to do the same thing as they did to Hillary Clinton by releasing her emails before they release the situation with Trump with Russia, I fear I said I hope they're not going to do that because, number one, if they're trying to hold my story from coming out, the FBI, after the election, can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, about the president coming after, threatening a presidential candidate, an African-American, and trying to cover up the story from coming out? I mean, he's been trying to cover up the story. And they wait until after the election, and then it comes out, and he wins? I mean, that's a dangerous precedent that the FBI don't want to go down that road. And I went live, and I told him, I said, look, I know they listened to me and everything, and I'm under investigation as a victim because the Cleveland police called the FBI. It's very concerning that we can't trust our Justice Department. It's very concerning where the Attorney General is supposed to be working for the people, but is really working for the president, against the people. And so It behooves all of us to come together. And Joe Biden is not the answer. Bernie Sanders is not the answer. They have ideas, but they're not the answer. Barack Obama said, our president said before, this is our time. We're not going to wait just on for one person. Each and every one of us has a responsibility of getting up and making change happen. And that's one reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. Do you have any questions?
Well, with that being said, people on the phone line, I'm going to at least take a couple of minutes because I have to ask you something. And that question is, how in the world do you expect to win when right now everybody is focused on Trump versus Biden, perhaps Sanders? How in the world do you even expect to come out and be able to hold that type of seat or for people to take you seriously?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I'm going to be very, very quick. When I decided to run, I did not know 100% if I was going to, you know, get out there and, because I'm not a traditional candidate, you know. I'm not well-known. I'm not well-established. I'm not rich. I've not been in politics. It's just something in me says that, Michael, but you're an American citizen that cares about this country, and you see the wrongs that are being done by people who have it better than you have it. They have a better education, have money, have all these credentials, but still it has a disconnect to the country, to its citizens. I don't. I'm fresh off the streets. I came directly unplugged from the matrix, in a sense. And the one reason I believe that what we need right now is unity. And what I did with the reason why I'm running is because of my family history, my Landerman family. Yeah. I brought white people and black people together, and I called each and every one of them for the past 7 years and say, you're my cousin. We're family. Didn't have one inch of proof. Didn't have to give proof. All I had to say, this is my name is Landerman. Their name is Landerman. We're family. And then to come to find out, we were all family because we sat down and we talked. We did not let fear and intimidation and lies to keep us from coming together. And that's what the kind of leader we need. Now, I wish I got out there early. And I tried to, but with this threat on my life and this investigations, I had to play it cool. I had to play it smooth. I had to be safe. I had to keep my family safe, people who were in my organization or in my campaign safe, because they were fearful of their lives. So overall, the reason why I believe I'll be a better choice, because I'm you. You're me. And
wow.
The only people that can pretty much fix the situation that we're in is people who's been through it, not the people who's watching it and saying, God bless you and hope everything works out for you. No, we need immediate action. We're tired of seeing of our African-American brothers and sisters sitting there fighting each other on something that outside people that have been trying to plan our downfall for decades. We need somebody to wake us up on that. It's not going to take somebody in Washington, D.C. like Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders, because they've been in behind the scenes playing that political game. It's going to take one of us, the common man, and I'm the best choice for the job.
Well, you know, since you're talking about it like that, town hall meetings, instead of getting out there with a whole lot of a big budget, what are you trying to take us back to? Because what causes you to feel that you can just reach out to the public the way you have been? It just doesn't fit the normal criteria.
Well, I mean, look, here's the thing. I've always been a people person all my life. I've always been a peacemaker. I've always trying to, like, you know, step in between two people fighting. I've done that at the Republican National Convention. It's always been in me to do this, not to be president, but to lead, to show people and to remind people who they are, what our mission and goal is in life, and make sure you put God first in front of it. Because, for one, we don't have God in front of our country no more because we have Donald Trump. And we're divided. Even in churches right now, we see people in churches, and I don't want to get religious or whatnot, but we see people in churches using religion, you know, to push false narrative about who God really is and how we treat one another negatively. Now, we need somebody that really can come in there and tell the truth. And we ain't had nobody since Martin Luther King or, you know, Barack Obama, in the sense, but since Martin Luther King, a real preacher. And I just know deep down, if I had the opportunity, I never got the opportunity to go out there. You know, after everything's been going on, I never had the opportunity. If I had the opportunity to stand in front of a group of people, hundreds of people, whatever, I've done stand-up comedy, so I'm not scared of speaking in front of people. If I know what I'm talking about, and if I'm willing to hear you out, and I've been willing to be a bridge for the other side to come and meet, and this side to come and meet, and sit there and talk like I did with my family, then I don't see why it's so hard that it can't be done in America. And overall, that's what's bred in all of us. In all of us. And we need to be awake to that. And I believe Latin and every president can do it. And we'll do it. With your support.
Go to the 615 area code and a couple others. Let me ask you one thing now. Let's be real.
Yes, sir.
Ever since President Barack Obama has left out of the White House, there are a lot of people who have said, some people who are definitely not of color have said, that's the last one that are getting it. It looks like the nation is so divided that they don't want to ever see another person of color sitting inside that seat. So with that strike against you, have you even taken that into real consideration?
You know what? That's funny how you said that, because let me be honest with you. My cousin named Franklin Landenham, he's on my page, and he's white, and he carries a Confederate flag and everything like that. And we had a good conversation yesterday. And I broke down. I said, do you think the American people are ready for another black president? And, you know, he didn't like, he hates Trump. I mean, he hates Trump. That dude hates Trump so bad. But this is what he said, and it made me smile. He said, cuz, and yes, he called me cuz,
okay,
if it takes a black man to come in to try to bring this nation together with love and compassion, the same thing you've been speaking, if a black man has to do it, then I'm all for it. Then we are ready. And the reason why, that's why God works in mysterious ways. The reason why Donald Trump was elected, yes, God allowed him to be president, was to wake all of us up. Because if Hillary Clinton got in there, we'd still be divided. We'll still be using race. We'll still be doing that. But now we see the ugly of racism. We see the ugly of hate. We see that it will transcend from, you know, saying that we're going to protect, you know, my group or whatever, and allow this virus to come in and to kill everybody because you hate one group of individuals because you wish you were them. And that's just the God honest truth. Instead of just hating on somebody, congratulate. Be with them. Be a team instead of thinking you're better. And being honest with you, Brother Al, I'm going to tell you something.
Yes.
This is what you're going to get from me as president. I'm not going to bite my lip. I'm not going to be yielding. When I do a line across that sand, you better not cross it. But when it comes to blaming, talking about all white people not racist, people who voted for Trump, all white people who voted for Trump are not racist. They're scared. They're frightened. They're afraid. Trump knows how to use that. He's like a used car salesman with no cars in the car at all. That's what he is. And so my job is to show, hey, he doesn't have any cars, y'all. He's fooling you. Get out of there. But look, like I said, we just need your support. Like I said, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Landenham for President 2020. We the people on Facebook, please friend us. I'm not asking for no money. After this pandemic, I'm not asking for no money. Y'all going through a lot. The only thing I ask you for to do is to share my story. share my story, share my campaign, let it get out there to the world. It's out there now. They're kind of like, Donald Trump wants you dead? I mean, look how he acts.
That's true.
Look, I mean, he told you to drink bleach. He just said today he took hydrochloroquine that gives you heart attacks. Come on, dude. You going to believe me that he came after me because I'm black, or you going to believe him and go drink that bleach? That's up to you, America. But we need your support. Mm. And, Brother Al, just inform your audience. Hey, just share.
Yes.
No money. Yeah. God's got me.
I hear you.
So just I'm doing it for y'all. Let's get to work.
And I'm leaving you with this thought. Look forward to me personally catching that town hall this coming Wednesday at 5 p.m. Thank you so much for calling in and for not dropping out and continuing on. We appreciate you.
God bless y'all. God bless you.
God bless you. As a matter of fact, I am so, I'm stoked over this that, I guess I will go to the 615-894 phone number. It is out of the area, just like the last one. Man, I hope this is not a bill collector trying to get that stimulus check I haven't gotten yet. 615 area code with the 894. How are you doing this evening?
Al Porter, what's happening, Captain? You already know, Taylor like Eastside. Yay. What's up,
man? I'm feeling excellent because I had this hot track that has stayed hot. As a matter of fact, a special person in my life, when I played it, she really appreciated it. And with that being said, it's good to have an artist. Hey, what's going on, Brother Eastside?
Man, I'm good, man. Finally getting the project out, like, really, really out there, you know what I'm saying, as far as an actual DJ, you know what I'm saying, an actual DJ company is actually really pushing behind it. Shout out to Coalition DJs Tennessee, you know, hosted by DJ True the Van. You feel me? I also got a feature on the Ye Mix mixtape. Hosted by DJ Sunny D. That's Coalition DJs too. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot
right.
going on right now. The actual project is actually dropping on my birthday, July 28th. But it's pushing in the streets now. It's really pushing, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, with
Lady
that
Nick.
Being said,
yeah.
How
Most
did you
definitely.
First wind up getting on that project and having like the Coalition DJs and a few others work with you? How'd you get that happening, man?
I'll be honest, man. It was
Team New Life.
Shout out to Lady New Life and my wife, you know what I'm saying, my daughter, man. She's
right.
a DJ coming soon. My daughter about to start DJing too, man. She's going to be a Team New Life DJ. It's going to be crazy. I'm going to bring her to the land one day, but nah. As far as actually connecting with the Coalition DJs, man, you know, just like I was doing in the land, just like I was doing back home, I was doing parties, I was promoting, I was pushing, and they was looking at me. They was noticing my grind, noticed things I was doing. And, I mean, it started off from that. You feel me? You know me from day one. Like, I mean, I started from just being a promoter.
Right.
To working with the radio, to working with so many different situations. So, I mean, with that being said, you know what I'm saying, you already know where my mindset and my grind was at. So, yeah. That's
yeah,
where that came
man.
From.
As you have always been grinding heavy. So, with the two new projects, tell me about both of them.
Man. Unexpected, man. That's actually the mixtape I'm dropping before the album. Unexpected is like a 5-song massacre, a 5-song EP just to get you ready for the album. You feel me? Redemption is the actual album. Redemption Reloaded is the actual album I'm dropping on my birthday. Unexpected, it's in the streets right now. You feel me? It's definitely in the streets right now. Like I say, hosted by DJ True the Van, Coalition DJ. Lady New Life, Baby New Life, my God. Yeah, but you already know that's the whole move. That's the whole team, man. Like I say, man, y'all got to look out for my daughter, man. She about to be DJing on her. It's going to be crazy, man. Oh, it's going to be crazy.
That's smart.
Here she go right here. Say hello.
Hi.
Hey, you are who again?
He said what?
Who is Team New Life DJ?
Team New Life DJ.
All right, now, so we look forward to hearing you as you come out, and at least we look forward to just seeing and hearing what it is that you can do. I already know you're around the right person, which means you'll be around the right people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's my daughter, man. That's my young OG, man.
I'm proud to hear you say that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to add this question to you as well, and I'm going to at least, how can we hear your material? That's kind of important. How can we hear it? How can we get it? How can we find it?
Oh, man, it's lovely, man. You can go to CorrelationDJs.com, man. Man, you can get the CD, man. It's going to be on iTunes. It's going to be on Spotify, mixtapes, my mixtapes. It's everywhere, man. It's everywhere. Next week is there. So all you gotta do is click and Google. The Ye Mix dropping this weekend. The Ye Mix mixtape dropping this weekend, May 22nd, hosted by DJ Sunny D. It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be ridiculous.
Hey, I'm glad to hear that. And with that being said, is there any message that you want to leave,
man,
for the people before you head out?
All I can say is keep going. Don't never give up. Keep going. Like I say, Al Porter, you know me since day one. I never gave up. I always kept going. I came from being a flyer man to being a manager at a club to being my own person, period. I came from having to promoting artists to just saying, forget it. I'm going to just rock with my own self. You see, you know how many artists I had. You know how many people I promoted.
Yes, I do.
You know how much I did. So it's like, I just said, forget it. I gave up. I said, quit. But nah, my message is don't never give up, man. Don't never give up. Keep your dream going. And to kind of quote on everything else to make it real quick. I forgot who that was that just called you, but he spoke some good words. He definitely spoke some good words. So shouts out to him. Shouts out to Donna Brown. I miss her. Shouts out to Mama Corner. I miss her. Oh man. Tell them all. I said, hey man. Tell them all. I said, I definitely be back in the land. Definitely be back in the land soon, man. I hear you.
We're going to send this out. And to that last phone caller, I know he's happy, presidential candidate, Michael D. Landingham. It's just like landing a plane and going ham. So I appreciate you for calling in. And since I'm going to definitely send this next track out to Ms. D, the individual, I'm going to ask for you, can you at least introduce the song called For You any way you want to?
Oh, man, you already know, man. Team New Life, Unexpected, man. For You, man. It's a movie.
Appreciate it. Hold on just a second. And for the rest of the world, let's go on and get that track on. The name of the record, For You, hey, it says a lot.
The air I breathe, the blood I bleed. I gave it all to you. I did it all for you. I do it all for you. But I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I gave it all for you. Money, yeah, I gotta have. Say I'm 100, but where you at?
life is over. Yo, late nights for them leftovers. Yo, for every dollar, every penny. Like you, my man, put you right against me. Yo, up on my dirt, up on my lonely. The smoke to you, ain't real, y'all phoning. Ain't real, y'all phoning. I gave it all to yo, yo.
Here and there, then maybe they need to look in the mirror
and check themselves. Like the presidential candidate called in earlier. I couldn't get out there and say I hate the people who voted for him, because some people voted for him because he was a very, very, and I love the fact that candidate for president Michael D. Landingham put it that way. Trump's a good used car salesperson. So that man played in on people's fears, ignorances, and in some cases, gotta remember, he used his on-air personality to get elected. Because there were a lot of people, and I can honestly say this, being a conservative person myself, I didn't support Donald Trump because, personally, he didn't fit into the value system of why I even became a conservative in the first place. Not only do I feel I'm in it because I celebrate, for whatever reasons, Abraham Lincoln did what he did, they also used to hold church services in the White House and allow blacks and others inside during that time period. Check it out. And last but not least, Frederick Douglass, who I really respect, broke down why I was not three-fifths a human being. I'm not going to take the time, but if you go to go online and look it up, use a smartphone or what have you, you will see why you're not three-fifths human being. The context it was put in, and Frederick Douglass showed me why it was important to be able to read. So with that being said, I couldn't go along with the hype that, of course, was given by the Donald Trump, for the simple fact Donald Trump did not show that same, I will say, intelligence. But he was very articulate and entertaining, because there were a lot of people who voted for him, including Democrats. A lot. And they voted for him. Why? Because they said, oh, man, we see him on The Prince, and he says, you're fired, and he looks so cool. And we saw him fight Vince McMahon and shave his head on WWE. So being a showman hopefully will show people that you have to dig deep and look at what a candidate gives you and see that maybe if you read between the lines, just maybe you can make a wise decision. If you hear Michael D. Landingham or somebody like that who's running for office, you know, our program endorses him. We tell people, make your own decisions, but make sure that you look and see if that person's quote-unquote content of character, because anybody should have known if somebody tells you we're going to bomb the shit out of somebody, that might not be a person that's running on a quote-unquote religious ticket, because that's what he wrote on. It's on moral Christian values, and if you can find where moral Christian values was bombing the shit out of somebody, then, wow, just grab them in the, yeah. Anyway, for those people who know, we talked about it a little while ago, a couple weeks ago, as that 70, well, we've had a few things that happened, but there was waste collection tickets are no longer being issued by the city of Cleveland. You know, the city of Cleveland residents got tired because the revelations late last month that the city of Cleveland's recycling contract had expired. And the city was sending all recyclable materials to a landfill no matter what. That has started to be and becoming addressed by the administration. And Ward 5 Councilwoman Phyllis Cleveland said it would have been helpful for them to have had that information before they were blindsided. They could have done a lot to blunt the impact and make this less of a story. There were other people who were very, I will say, irate when hearing about that, such as Councilman Anthony Harrison and a couple others who said, wait a minute. Even Matt Zone reminded the administration that when the curbside waste collection program began, the monthly fee had been predicated on a robust recycling program. It was never advertised as a basic waste collection fee. And now, without understanding the market forces, people, they're saying, I pay taxes and waste collection should be a part of my taxes. And when you take away the recycling, there's a bitter taste left in people's mouths. So that was at least a main thing of, as things happen, people got out there and they heard the truth and they went with it and said, wait a minute, enough is enough. It forced a lot of people last week to take their recyclable trash and throw the trash up on city all steps to downtown Cleveland. I mean, they removed it afterwards, but it caught the news attention. I want to also say that one of the reasons that I do certain things that I do and promote the music that I do is that when you have a man dead and another injured after shots were fired as a rap video was being filmed in Cleveland, I mean, they opened up the city. And East 93rd and Sophia Avenue around 11:50 p.m. Over the weekend, I believe, a Saturday night, you had a person, 26-year-old Damon Moore, was in the street with multiple gunshot wounds. And also another person who was hit. There was a second shooting victim, 21-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds. And my thing is that it's just interesting that that happened. But a lot of times people will say, hey, rap music is the blank. And my thing is, the reason I do what I do is to let people know that, no, it's not the rap music. It's the individuals who decide to do certain things. I mean, hell, you had heavy metal music used by certain people who chose to blow up certain things, and you don't blame the whole genre, and you don't see or listen to people who get out there and give positive messages to let people know you can do certain things, you can make certain changes. You look at, there are so many artists who from COVID-19, the pandemic, got out there and fed people throughout the nation. You get what you look for. So if you want to find the booty bouncing and the different other forms of hip-hop music, you can, the gangster flow. Just remember, people, there's a lot of conscious music out there. There's a lot of Christian hip-hop. There's 5%er, I will say, Muslim hip-hop. There's hip-hop that conveys messages, and a lot of it that goes on, even in this region that I'm from, a lot of it doesn't get the attention. But then again, hip-hop was based to give you what was going on at that time. It was like political commentary on the time, making something from nothing. I'm going to dedicate this last track to the presidential candidate. It's a song to be coming out on a project soon. It's called I Stand Alone. Sometimes you have to be willing to stand alone against criticism and all kind of other things. If you can do that, you'll go places. I thank you all for tuning in. May we see you at some of these events that are out here. May you continue to look out for each other. That's the most important part of it all. Look out for each other. I'm very thankful that I got a chance to learn of self. Once you do that, you can help everybody else. But you can't help anybody fully until you help yourself. Talk to you soon. Enjoy the track. And, yep, I dedicate this to the presidential candidate. Anybody out there who's had to do this, feel free to stand alone.
I walk alone. I stand alone. I walk alone, 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 I walk alone, I stand alone. Like Mitt Romney, I'm in my zone. I'm conservative, Republican, not a follower. I set my trend on my Romney. I live by faith, creators got me, covered by grace. Utah may be the home of Mitt. 216 zone is where I spit. I'm the AM alpha male, in fact. I'm a grown man, that's how I rap. You ain't in my lane, hold up, listen. I lost my job due to activism. Jewish owner had jealousy, got mad at me, cause I'm on TV. You can't use cash to try and break me. Y'all money hungry, that's how you fake me. In my Romney zone, you can bring it on. I can stand the heat, just sing along. I stand alone, I walk alone. 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 I
stand alone. I walk alone. I stand alone. I walk alone. I stand alone. I walk alone. I stand alone. I walk alone. I stand alone. I walk alone. Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone.
HJS Music.
Stand alone.
3342.
Stand alone.
Grace Communion.
Stand alone.